Okie dokie pokey, we get ready to go here on the show, don't you know, eh? All right, time for the area fishing report. We've got fishing reports and insights, and I mean, there's just a lot of things I guess we're going to get into today. So, and there it goes, and we're ready to go. Yes, and the crowd loves it. And you got Fishing Frank here in the chair. You got Robert in the chair across from me, and Captain Carl in the guest spot. And the crowd loves you, Carl. Look at, listen to him. Yes, look at the whole audience. They're just going nuts out there. Okay, everybody, settle down now. We got a show to do here. Okay. All right. Let's start. Let's get down to business here, boys. Peace River. What's going on in the Peace River system?
Still a lot of small snook up there with an occasional bigger one. And then also here, and there's still a few jacks. Haven't been hearing as many good reports of the jacks, but a lot of juvenile tarpon up there by the Shell Creek area. What about you, Carl?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hearing a lot of tarpon over there by the Shell Creek mouth. You know, a big variety of sizes. A lot of them are smaller ones, and a lot of snook. Seems like the river really picked up on the snook bite.
Yeah, water temperature came up so much everywhere. I mean, so it's really livened things up.
I mean, they're still catching some snappers, not too many jacks anymore, and not too many redfish anymore either.
Uh-uh.
But the snook seem to really get fired up there right now.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay, and that's going to take us down to I-75. What's going on around I-75? I'm so excited.
I'm not. I haven't heard anything, to be honest.
Anything, girl?
A few small snook and a couple small rat reds is what I've been hearing. It kind of quieted it down there.
Well, I got all excited for nothing there, boy. Okay. 41 Bridge.
41 Bridge, you got a handful of trout between the bridge and the power lines. They're still very scattered. And then some snook off the bridge and off the seawalls. And then I've heard of a couple of small black drum, but no big ones.
Anything, Carl?
Few whitings starting to move up there. And other than that, I mean, it's been pretty quiet other than, you know, a lot of small trout between the bridges.
Lashley Pier.
Small snook and a couple of sheep's head and very small mangrove snapper.
Trout.
I've been hearing some trout there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Doesn't surprise me with the power lines and everything, but I just hadn't heard much.
Not very good trout, but, I mean, there are trout.
What are they catching them on?
Shrimp under a float.
I usually, if I'm going to fish shrimp under a float there, I'm down almost 4 feet below the bobber to the point I can't really cast it. And just let it drift away from the pier with the tide. Speaking of piers, Bayshore Pier. North one's closed, but the other one, any reports?
Been too quiet because of the low tides.
Yeah, water's been too low.
Been a whole lot of mud out there.
Okay. And the Port Charlotte Canal System.
Lots and lots of snook. Guys are catching them trolling. Guys are catching them pitching underneath docks. A handful of jacks, I got a million mangrove snapper behind the house that are all about 4 inches.
Yeah.
And then every hard head cat imaginable too. And then I've been hearing of some small black drum over in the Ackerman waterway, and even a couple of trout in that little lagoon right up inside the Ackerman.
There's also been some good, you know, fairly good sheep's head fishing back there where the locks used to be. At the end of Midway, there's been some real good sheep's head back there and some pretty nice snapper.
Bigger snapper, huh?
Yeah, I caught some off the dock the other night.
Nice. Okay. Everyone we're catching are like literally that big.
No, we got some decent ones. These little pieces of shrimp.
She caught one the other, a catfish here in our hard head, over 2 pounds. Was a stud. Wow. I'm like, you almost got a world record there. She's like, really? No. I'm like, I'm serious. The thing's that's the biggest hard hit I have ever personally seen. Wow.
That's studly, yes.
I mean, it was really a true 2 pound plus cat.
And I'm sorry, catfish just have a bad rap. They hit readily, they fight great. Everybody I've ever seen on the boat, you know, oh, what do you got? What do you got? I don't know. Maybe a redfish. Maybe this. Maybe that. And then the rod goes bump, 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 bump. You get that pumping of the bouncing of the tip. Oh, catfish. I'm like, 2 seconds ago, you were all excited. You know?
Right.
So, you know, I think they
Fight better. Good.
Okay. Alger Bean Pier.
Alger Bean Pier is a lot of catch and release snook. Mm-hmm. The trout got real quiet this week off of there, but the sheep's head seemed to have picked up a little bit as far as quality goes. Quantity definitely is way down, but the quality is way up.
I talked to a guy yesterday. He caught 2 small cobia there.
Really?
27 and 28 inches.
It's still fun.
I don't know. Maybe that might be the reason why the trout quieted down.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's that 12-degree jump in water temperature. Because it was already acting a little funky up there anyway. But that's all right. Kobe is good.
Yeah.
Still fun. Adds to the mix of fish to catch there.
Yeah, they're fun.
Okay. And so over to the Micah River. Now that includes Cattle Dock Point, 14-foot hole, Tippecanoe Bay, cutoff, Alger Bean Ramp, you know, somewhere around there. What's going on?
What you got, Carl?
There's a lot of big snook in the Micah cutoff and Tippecanoe right now. They're kind of being a little finicky. They're up until like yesterday. I didn't check on them today, but up till yesterday, they were sitting there sunning themselves mostly all day. There's a lot of small rat reds in there right now with a few good redfish. And there's been some trout on the Myakka side of the Myakka cutoff. You know, from Myakka cutoff to Tippecanoe on the whole side, there's been some decent trout there.
That's kind of what I've been hearing, too. I haven't even heard of the trout in the southern end, I mean, especially since that hole filled in a little bit.
That changed everything on
that side.
I think
that killed that a little bit for the trout activity, but I'll be real curious to see what it does for the snook. I mean, with as many pile up in that north end, it might get pretty cool down there with having that big sand flat now.
Yep.
Yeah, I got to figure out a way of dredging my hole back in there because that sucks.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because, I mean, I could go in the evening when everybody went home and shoot in there, catch a couple mackerel, a few trout, you know, nice easy spot to hit. And now the hole's gone. It sucks. Okay. South Gulf Cove Canals, cough, cough.
Cichlids. A lot of Mayan cichlids and a handful of tilapia. That's pretty much the only thing I've gotten out of there.
I haven't heard anything.
Nothing?
Nope.
Yeah. Couple guys bought some shiners and minnows to go in there, but the one guy just came back. All he caught was those cichlids, but he had fun. He took a bunch home to eat.
All right. No good eating, too. That's going to take us down the west wall. What's going on in the west wall? This west wall, there's creeks there. There's Muddy Bay, Oyster Creek, Trout Creek. What's going on?
The creeks that are on the north end of the west wall, there's been trout in them. There's redfish in there. There's snook. Seems like when you start getting down towards like the creeks on the south end of the wall, there's more snapper and sheep's head with a few trout in them. But everything's being caught off of shrimp.
Just getting into them has been a little tricky for a lot of guys. It's been pretty skinny over there.
Especially this past week.
Yeah. You know, these tides have been on the exceptionally low side with that moon phase. It's kind of that time of, you know, in between the new moon and the full moon kind of thing going on.
All right, that's going to take us over to Cape Hayes. What's going on in Cape Hayes?
A lot of big snook cruising there between Muddy Bay and Turtle Bay. And they're not really staying. They're kind of moving along. So you'll come by, see a few, maybe even catch them, and then come back a little bit later, and it's a ghost town. And then out on top of the actual Cape Hayes bar, mainly on the Charlotte Harbor side, getting some better reports of a lot of bonnet heads. Most of the trout that I'm hearing about are really, really small.
There's a lot of bonnet heads.
Yeah.
A lot. There's also some small bull sharks running on the bar, too, on Cape Hayes. The trout fishing's been great, but like Robert said, they are small.
All right.
Are they just baby bull sharks?
Yes.
Like the little 4-footers?
No, not even.
Really?
Like little 3-foot. Nah, up to 4-foot. But, I mean, okay. They're small.
All right. That's going to take us into Bull Bay and Turtle Bay. Lots of different areas to fish. How about Bull Bay first?
A lot of sheep's head, mangrove snapper, and snook right as you go into the main entrance on the shacks on either side. And then once you go up inside through the center part where it's a little deeper, a lot of small trout, handful of ladyfish, even an occasional bluefish has been in there. Kind of a mixed bag.
I mean, the trout fishing is doing very well in Bull. There seems to be a lot of redfish once you get towards the back of Bull Bay. They're not balled up. They're all scattered out, but they're running in packs of twos. There's a lot of redfish scattered out in all those islands right now. Cut bait seems to be working the best.
Any size to them?
Yeah, no, there's some good redfish running around in there. Oversized fish, keepers, but cut bait, cut mullet and cut ladyfish are the trick right now.
Okay, and let's see, what about Turtle Bay? We didn't really talk about Turtle Bay at all. What's going on Turtle Bay?
A lot of trout, mostly. A few bonnet heads moved up inside there. The fish are just moving around a lot with as warm as it is, so the guys are jumping a lot just to try to find the trout across the flats there.
Yeah, there's actually some better trout in Turtle right now than Bull. There's some pretty good trout in there. Like Robert was saying, you do have to move around quite a bit because you're going to get into a little pack of them, drift another 100 yards, and you're going to start whacking them again. And then, I mean, it's a real quick bite, but, I mean, there is some very good trout in there. There's also some very, very large snook running around in Turtle Bay right now. You know, more up towards the mouth of Turtle Bay, right over there by those sticks. I mean, there's a lot of good snook sitting there.
Okay, Strix. All right, I don't think Strix will work. I'm typing while we do this, so if you want to go on to fishandfranks.com, you can read the report as well as listen to it, although I don't type as many words as what they talk here. So anyway, we're typing in the fishing report on fishandfranks.com, and we're up to Cape Hayes and Danger Reef.
Danger Reef is the only one I've gotten a report off of. Been some Spanish mackerel, some good-sized ladyfish, a lot of small mangrove snapper with an occasional decent one, and then been some baby gag grouper also on it.
Yep. There have been a lot of small gags and small mangrove snapper there. I stopped by the other day trying to see if there's any cobia there and couldn't get our baits past all them snappers.
Yeah. And there have been some glass minnows showing up, so it's kind of getting them a little excited out there.
There's a lot of glass minnows out.
Yeah.
A lot.
All right. While I draw a breath, crack my knuckles, and get ready to type, Gasparilla Sound between Gasparilla Island, Buck Grand, and Placida.
Three Sisters has been doing really, really good, both in front of and on the back side of it. Ladyfish, bluefish, sheep's head, black drum, some snook, and even a few trout. Kind of a whole mixed gamut of it. Oh, and quite a few bonnet heads also. Bonnet heads are really, really dumped in there real heavy.
They're everywhere right now.
Yeah. You know, and then you got from basically Devilfish up through Whidden Bay heading towards Catfish Creek, an assortment of the same. It's just not quite as heavy. You're going to cover a little bit more ground to catch all of those same fish, except for the bonnet heads. There's still plenty of them over there, so you just want to have a field day and take some family or kids fishing. Those are awesome, awesome starter fish.
What about you, Carl?
You know, Kaopalu is loaded up with snook. I mean, there's a lot of snook on that whole stretch of Kaopalu. The grass is starting to grow back around Devilfish and Kaopalu and all that, so there's a lot more fish moving in that area. The trout fishing's picked up from Kaopalu all the way to Catfish Creek. Whidden Creek has a lot of very good trout in there. I mean, it's kind of hard maneuvering around there because the tides have been so low. But if you could get in there as far as you can and use the wind to float you out, just bouncing from hole to hole to hole, you're going to catch a lot of good fish. There's a lot of trout, ladyfish, there's redfish. They're all holding up in all those holes. We've been actually throwing a lot of the Z-Man paddle tails in that Houdini color.
Yeah.
And then we've been throwing the crawdad.
Strike King crawdad.
Yes, we've been throwing that a lot.
I was so happy to hear that because Strike King's been trying to get more into saltwater. They have a new owner now, Doug and Mary are still running the company and everything, but they do have a new owner who wants to get more into saltwater. And it's hard to believe that the Strike King Rage Craw is going to take them into saltwater.
Oh, it's amazing. It's funny how that well that thing works.
Well, if you've got a Redfish Magic, and of course you're not catching much fish with it, take that plastic minnow off and put a tube bait on, and it will catch the redfish, the trout, snook, all the things that you wanted it to catch when you bought it. It's just that shad minnow doesn't work very well on that. But if you put a put the Strike King tube baits on there, and they just, they'll rip it up. It's a real good bait that way. That Redfish Magic, right blade, everything. Just that shad body just doesn't seem to work good, but the tube bait works great. Okay, Placida Trussel and Coral Creek.
There's a lot of redfish in Catfish Creek.
Okay.
A lot.
All right.
Have fun with the dolphins, though.
Yeah, Flipper gets in there and it's
no,
like...
No, there's three of them.
There's three of them?
And they're in there every single day like clockwork. And they swim right past the schools of mullet. Right past them. Mullet are jumping all around them, bouncing off them, and they're not caring, and they're going straight for the redfish.
They're going straight for what you're releasing.
No.
No? No. You're going to fish for them, and they come in and attack the redfish that you're fishing for?
Yep.
Somebody made them mad.
They've been doing that all week.
Somebody made them mad.
I think they got tired of mullet and ladyfish.
Seriously, they're swimming right past the mullet. Mullet are jumping off their backs, and they're not even trying to catch them. They're going straight for the redfish. It's the wildest thing. I've been watching it all week.
I've never seen that where, I mean, they'll come up by the boats when you release a fish because they're tired and go get it. I've never seen them attack the fish before you do.
Oh, they're grabbing them, and they're playing with them. They're throwing them in the air.
Guess what? I got this guy, Carl Budigin, KB Backcountry Charters, 941-565-7325. You guys ever heard of him?
No.
No.
No?
No.
No. Wait a minute. That's you, isn't it? Okay. 941-565-7325 if you want to go out fishing with Captain Carl. All right, Placida Pier, what's going on, guys?
Sheep's head.
Definitely sheep's head.
More sheep's head. And there's some snook. I mean, I came by idling right by it today, and I looked down, and there was quite a few snook piled up on those trussels.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely that. There's also been a few Spanish mackerel, occasional bluefish, a few bonnet heads. The mangs that they're catching off there are pretty small, except for a couple guys that are night fishing, picking up a few bigger ones. And that's about it that I've heard of besides miscellaneous lizard fish. Which, still cool little fish.
Oh, yeah.
Never caught one before. You know, you show it to somebody and they think that's pretty cool with all the little, it looks like a little dragon's head with mm-hmm. all the teeth.
Yeah, a little triangle head, bunch of teeth on it. Looks definitely, not prehistoric, but I would say Dark Ages, English castle time, you know, dragon. All right.
You ever used one for bait?
Yeah.
Oh, great bait.
Yep.
I haven't used them on snook. You'd have to think the snook would just rip them
up. They do.
I've used them out there at Placida on them.
Yeah. They work very well.
I've never used them on snook because when I was doing most of my fishing there, they weren't very abundant, and they just seemed to move in bigger and bigger numbers over the last few years. But all right, Lemon Bay, what's going on at Lemon Bay?
A lot of trout. Yeah.
Trout's the main thing.
Sheep's head are scattered up there too, but the trout definitely are by far the dominant one up there. A few bonnet heads. Occasional snook, occasional redfish. Most of the reds I've been hearing about have been undersized.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely a lot of different trout of all sizes.
And everybody that I've talked to, they're all throwing paddle tails.
Yep. Paddle tails are definitely the dominating force over the shrimp as far as being more productive.
I mean, it might not be being more productive, but it seems to be the paddle tails are working on a bigger trout.
I mean, yeah, I guess I could see that.
I've been noticing that up in like Whitten Creek and Boca Grande, you know.
What's that?
That the paddle tails are working better for the bigger trout, and the shrimp are just working great for all sizes, but it seems like the bigger trout want the paddle tails right now.
It's a bigger presentation, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. Those paddle tails. How is it with the crawdad versus the paddle tail on the trout?
Same.
Either one.
Yeah, I mean, the crawdad, I mean... all sizes hit it, but they do get some big trout to come up and grab a hold of that.
I would think with that rage craw, those big craws going back, claws, that would just have to be very enticing for a bigger trout. It's pure guess, because it was a guess when I told you about it, and you've kind of defined the whole thing on them for as far as...
I mean, I'm throwing them out, and I'm just reeling them very, very slow, keeping them right above the grass so that those two arms are just sitting there twirling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I even experimented the other day. I put it under a float.
Really?
Started popping it. And I was like, I threw it out there for the guy, and then he was just letting it sit. And I was like, listen, you got to pop it, you know, every now and then. And he started working on the trout that way, too.
Wow.
Here's a weird, funny one for you that I didn't think about earlier, too.
Yeah.
Austin was showing me his buddy's got some crab traps out there in the intercoastal, right there closer to devilfish and all that stuff, I guess. He caught 3 lobsters, 2 which were legal.
Really?
Nice. In his trap. And that's the second one I've...
Shovel nose or the regular
Spanish
Florida...
Spanish lobster.
The regular Florida lobster.
Yep. Wow. And I've seen little tiny ones out there, like literally like...
Those are some of the first keeper sizes I've heard of up here.
I've never heard of it.
No.
Wow. All right. So all right.
That was kind of interesting as far as something
so
a little different.
We might actually get a little lobster fishing up here in the next few years.
I don't know. Something's definitely...
I'm all good with that.
A little different.
We never had bonefish until the last few years either. But over the last 5 to 8 years, we're having more steady reports of bonefish here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not like you can go out and target them yet, but random catch here, random catch there, bonefish there.
Yeah.
So, and that was completely unheard of till the, you know, probably 2010. So... All right, the Anger Pier, because I'm Anger Pier, okay.
I haven't gotten any reports off the pier itself, just right there at the bridge. Everything was boat fishermen this week, unfortunately.
Anything, Carl?
Sheephead. That's about the only thing I've heard.
Okay, that makes the typing on that one pretty easy. All right, I'm ready, I got both hands free, Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, you might need about 5 hands for that one.
Yeah, all you right. Need a bigger paragraph. Go for it.
I mean, offshore is phenomenal. From the snapper to the grunts and porgies, they're doing very, very well close to shore. But it seems like the grouper bite, if you're wanting keeper groupers, you have to get out a little further than normal this time of year. Seems like all the reports are coming from 30 feet. I mean, 30 miles plus.
Okay. Robert?
Bonita, Spanish, king mackerel, some blacktip sharks, and a few sandbar sharks. 3 to 8 miles out. And that was 2 reports today.
I haven't seen a lot of sharks up close.
Yeah, there's been some, you know, the... sharp nose, black nose, but the sandbars have started to move in like 6, 7, even 8 footers. Some black tips being caught out there.
Seen a lot of fun size ones.
Yeah.
Like 4 footers and stuff like that, but a lot of sharks.
Yep.
Today I was actually...
a lot of glass minnows showing up out there, schools of thread fins, cigar minnows on a lot of those little bit further offshore reefs from 10 miles to 20 miles out.
There's pompano on the beach.
Yeah.
There's...
we haven't got there yet.
Well, that's the Gulf, isn't it?
No, it's not. We got to walk in the beaches.
Could you walk along the shore and catch them?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to add pompano in here, and we'll add it again on the other one.
Sure, you'll let him slide, but you won't let me. I see how it is. I see who you favor today.
You know, Terry ordered those rain suits.
I had on your time card.
I had,
jeez, man.
I had a 15-minute rendition of. I thought we ordered the bibs for Carl. Where's the bibs? I told Carl he could have the jacket and the bibs. Where's all this? I mean, I've already been through 15 minutes of, you know, Carl. Oh, Carl, you know, and I'm like, Jiminy crickets. Okay, yeah, Carl's going to get a jacket. I'll order another one. He'll get the pants. Okay. So I should be really ragging on him because I had to listen to like 15 minutes of that.
Right.
So, thanks, Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had to bring all that up, didn't you? Okay. All right. Okay. In the Gulf of Mexico, any trolling fish out there?
Spanish and kings.
Yep.
and Bonita. All very possible.
Okay. Anything else? Ooh, spinalis. Good gosh. Okay, Carl, I think we're going to move on to the passes. We got Redfish, Captiva, Boca, Little Gasparilla, Stump Pass, the Venice Jetties. Pick a place.
I mean, as of today, I mean, I was right by Little Gasparilla and Boca Grand Pass today. There's, you know, at both passes, there's Pompano running in and out. Boca Grand Pass is doing excellent on the sheep's head. You know, on the inside of the pass and on the outside of the pass, on the structure, there's a lot of very good sheep's head going on.
Yeah, the sheephead fishing out there is pretty good.
It's phenomenal right now.
What are you using for bait?
I'm using shrimp. That's what I've always used for shrimp. I mean, a lot of people like the fiddler crabs and everything like that. I use a half a shrimp, not even a half a shrimp sometimes.
Yeah, I tear pieces of shrimp up.
I call it the flaming young, like the middle.
Yeah.
that's what I call it.
Well, that's good. You know, that big chunk of shrimp meat, thread it right on the hook.
I'd also seen quite a few whiting right at mouth of Boca Grand Pass, right on the beach. Pretty good size whiting, too.
All right. Anything over at Captiva?
I haven't been down that far.
Okay. Redfish.
Venice has, you know, quite a few snooks starting to move out on it with this water warming up. There's sheep's head are still doing very, very well there too. There's a lot of small snapper there. People are also catching some mackerel off of Venice.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I can tell you what, all the triple tail move that way too.
Okay. They'll have. All right.
Yeah, most of your triple tail are moving north.
Okay, got that in there. All right. Now, you were saying if you walk along the beaches, there's pompano all along the beaches right now.
I must have counted 60 pompano today.
Really?
Yep. Jumping clear out of the water. And I was just on my trolling motor.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. Usually you got to have an outboard to kick them up out of the water.
Nope. I was on the trolling motor today, and they were just
how many
jumping.
Jumped in the boat?
None? No.
That's it. Now, maybe that's what the outboard is for, to get them to actually jump in your boat.
I was hoping they were going to, but they weren't. They were jumping all right out from my trolling motor. I mean, the water on a beach is a little murky.
Yeah.
So I don't know if maybe I was just, you know, coming up that slow on them, and they were seeing the boat and trying to jump. But there was a lot of pompano and a lot of whiting on the beach. Be honest with you, I've seen a lot of snook starting to move out on the beach already. I mean, quite a few snook out there.
Really?
Yep.
That's weird.
I mean, water's warming up, but I just figured it was a little too early for that. But there's a lot of snook starting to move out on that beach.
Yeah, and the thing you're trying to tell people is that they're right next to the shore.
Yep, 2 feet out. I mean, they're sitting, you know, when you walk in the beach and it gets really deep real quick and then it gets back shallow? Well, that's where all the snook are. They're right where it gets deep real quick, a couple feet off the shore.
Yeah, when you walk out and all of a sudden you're up to your knees right mm-hmm. there, that's where they are. When I would snook fish for them, I would take a TT-18 mirror lure, throw it up onto the sand and drag it off the sand and out into the water. And I would get my hits by doing that. If I was thrown into the water, I didn't get as many fish. I would literally throw it up onto the beach, drag that TT. It was a TT-18 mirror lure. That was one of my favorite snook lures on the beach.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised at how much fish are starting to really move onto the beach already.
I'm surprised. I got to get out there and get into some of this fishing.
I ended up having to go to the doctor today,
so I was, my blood sugar was like 200 points. 300 points over what it should be. Yeah, I was basically becoming comatose. It was hard to. I even messed up one of the radio shows because I couldn't think. And I'm saying, what the heck's wrong with me? I said, oh, better check my blood sugar. And that was like way up there.
Oh, yeah.
Literally almost 300 points over what I should. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so I went to the doctor and he gave me the pills and did the test and all good. All right. I mean, I can feel the difference already. I can actually type and talk and everything. So
that's good.
All right. Punarasa Sanibel, what's going on?
You know, Sanibel, the trout fishing is very, very well in the dune down there, out in like the St. James area. Trout fishing is phenomenal. There's some really big snook around the Sanibel Causeway right now, hanging out on those first few pillars on each side. There's some big snook there. The sheep's head bite's doing very well in that whole area along the docks. Shrimp has been, you know, the best bite for them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got that. I guess if I change it from UNDE to UNDER, undie is not quite the same word as under. All right. So, undie, the Caloosahatchee River. I heard a trout up there.
There's been some trout. There's also, you know, the snook are actually, I've been hearing a lot of snook starting to move up the Caloosahatchee already.
Really?
Yep. There's been quite a few snook being caught up there. Most of the people up there are throwing artificial, like the Zoom split tail, the twitch bait. They're throwing those live target mullets. But a lot of it's been doing on artificial for all the snook.
Okay. That's good. Maybe the Fort Myers store will pick up a little bit. It was just going gangbusters and slowed down. And we're just starting to see it pick back up again a little bit. We're in the Engman Marine Boat Dealership right there in North Fort Myers. And it's been really roller coaster. I mean, December, we were off the charts. It was massive business. First week of January, it was going great. And then it just dropped off to nothing. And then all of a sudden just came back a little bit and been going down. Now it's back up on a pretty good go. But Matt Lachey, what's going on over Matt Lachey?
Matt Lachey is really picking up. There's a lot of good sheep's head around all your oyster bars in Matt Lachey. There's a large number of snook. Snook are pretty much on every single shoreline of Matt Lachey right now. The east and west banks. The redfish have been doing very, very well in right the whole area of the power lines. Cut pinfish have been working great for them, and cut crab. But the redfish and the snook are really, really turning on down there in Matt Lachey.
Okay, very good. And all right, let's take us down to Pine Island Sound. Now, Pine Island Sound, from the south end of Pine Island going out around. For a while there was a bunch of fish over by Captiva Rocks, but I don't really know what's been going on. I haven't got any reports from down there this week. What do you got?
There's still a lot of trout around Captiva Rocks. They're still catching some pretty nice sheep's head there, too. If you get out in just your random grass flats out there around, like, Wood Key, Usepa, the trout fishing is doing phenomenal out there. That's what's going on out there. There's also, you know, a lot of redfish, but they're very, very scattered. All your snook are sitting on those deep holes on all those islands out there. There's a deep hole usually on each island out there, and they're pretty much covered up with snook right now.
Okay. And we're going to take it down to Jug Creek Shoals. How's that holes out in front of the Spanish House?
Spanish House is doing very well right now. Cut pinfish seems to be the key. Also, you know, I've been getting them on cut mullet.
What are you catching?
Redfish. There's quite a few redfish running around Spanish House. You know, there's keeper size and there's oversize there. There's some really good fish running that whole area. If you push up towards more on, like, the outer spot of Boquilla, there's a lot of snook running that whole bank where all those docks are.
Okay.
You know, bait's starting to move in out there, and the fish know it, and they're starting to really gather up right there.
Well, you know, it's always been weird, because I used to go to Devilfish all the time for my bait, and I'd fish around that area, and almost nothing where all that bait was. But you get just outside the bar or right by the bar, and you'd have all these big snook and all these other fish outside the big island sandbars. It was tons of fish. But on the inside, where it's just covered in bait, nothing.
It's just, I mean, there's fish there, but you have to literally hit it on the right exact time when it's feeding time. I mean, that's the only problem with fishing in areas that do have a lot of bait. You have to be there at the right moment, and you will catch fish.
And you've got that, you know, few minutes to maybe close to an hour, and then it's over again.
Yep. It's just because there's so much food there. I mean, it's easy picking for them.
Well, I can tell you, I know if I'm on a shoreline and I pull up and there's just bait everywhere, I leave.
Yep.
It's just useless. Because if the fish were there and they wanted to eat, they'd be eating.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you pull up on the flats and you see nothing but bait fish in the water, it doesn't matter if there's 1,000 fish there. If they wanted to eat, they'd already be eating.
You know, one thing I do when, if I am in an area that has, like, say, a lot of white bait, I'm going to throw a pinfish. Or something different that stands out, like, oh, you know, that's not the most dumbest thing here. So,
right,
most of the time that does work when you throw something that's
good idea,
not there all out.
Good idea. All right, okay. Burnt Store Two Pines. What do we got going on over there?
You know, Two Pines is doing really good out in that grass flat for trout. A lot of them have been on the smaller size, but you know, it's starting to really pick up over there on the trout fishing. On your outer islands, there's a lot of snook. There's some pompano, there's some sheep's head. Once you start getting back up into the islands more, you're going to start seeing a lot more redfish. For some odd reason, the redfish are sitting back more and the snook are sitting out more. I'm not sure if it's what they're eating or what, but the snook and the redfish are separating themselves pretty good ways. Say, like, out in Turtle and Bull and all that, the redfish and snook, they're all hanging together. But over there, Two Pines, Burnt Store area, they're separating themselves pretty good.
Yeah, I got to get back down there. I used to fish there a lot because I found for about a month in the spring and a month in the fall, it was the only place that had any kind of good, you know, numbers of fish, catchable, where you could actually go there and... It wasn't long, and then it kind of drifts and fades and becomes kind of like the rest of the area. But for a little bit here and a little bit there, boy, it just gets nuts there at Two Pines.
Like, do you know about that spot in the back of Two Pines where they call it the airboat hole? Where all the airboats go in and out of?
I think so. I'm not sure.
That place has got some big snook in it right now. I mean, it's tough for a lot of boats to get in there. That's why they usually yell at me when I'm in there, because boats don't go in there. It's usually just airboats, but there's some big, big snook in there.
Wow. We'll have to go down there when you get a day off.
It's fun.
I'm so ready to be back on the water. I've been doing nothing but working, and then today I had a day off, and I woke up, and I just felt bad, 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 and I checked my blood sugar and went, oh, my God, right to the doctor. Yep. Got the meds and all that kind of stuff. So I was going to go fishing, but I ended up doing all this. And then credit card machines broke. And great news for my stockbroker. I got a good stockbroker. I actually made money today.
Nice.
Nice. I haven't made any out of this place in a month and a half or 2 months or whatever. But, man, he's doing good for me. Called me up today all excited. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
And I was on the phone today with the credit card company and trying to get new credit card machines because ours junked out. So good news, bad news, you know. So anyway, the east side of the harbor, we're talking from Pirate Harbor up north towards Alligator Creek on the east side. What's going on?
Well, we got good news there. The fish are starting to move back up on the east wall now. As of a week ago, it was pretty bare.
It was pretty dismal, yeah.
It was a desert over there. But there's trout moving in now. There's a lot of snook starting to move up in there. The redfish there's not a lot of redfish, but there are starting to see some redfish over there. Very, very scattered out. Gulp shrimp, live shrimp seems to be the trick over there on the snook, the redfish, everything.
Yeah. We've got that one customer, black guy who works up here, one of the restaurants. He's a dishwasher, and he's just one of the most awesome people you've ever met in your life. And I paid one of the captains to take him out because I was talking to him and said, you know, I said, when's the last time you were ever on the flats? And he just kind of looked at me. I said, well, what was the last time you were in the boats catching fish out on the flats? And he said, well, I've never been out there. So I'm going to hire you to take him out.
Yeah.
This guy works so hard. He's such a great guy, and I mean, he always goes to work. He, you know, lives within his means. He's never asked for anything, and, you know, I've done reasonably well in life, and so why not spend some of the money on a hard-working guy?
Yeah.
He's not poor, but he just, you know, he can't afford a boat.
Mm-hmm.
He makes money to cover his bills, and he lives pretty good, but, you know.
He's always in a good mood, too. I mean, always in a good
mood.
Such a
great guy. I mean,
if we're out of shrimp, he's in a good mood. If we're out of worms, if he's going freshwater fishing, he's still in a good mood. He's never...
Yeah, he says, well, you ain't got that. Okay, well, I'll just do this.
He's going fishing, he's happy.
Going fishing, yeah. He's happy. Yep. And I think, you know, I really want you to take him out. Because if you go... He went out with another captain just to kind of get the feel for stuff. But I know if he goes out with you, he's going to catch a lot of fish.
Yeah, well,
you're going to freak him out. He's never, ever experienced anything like a Captain Carl trip.
No.
You know,
it's interesting.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. I know you boys and girls don't understand this, but we're doing the fishing club. Carl was walking out. Okay. And I'm like, well, Carl, how'd you do? It was okay. Could have been better. And the guy who he'd taken out was sitting there going, are you kidding me? That was the best trip I ever had. I was like, oh, it was okay.
I seen a lot of fish that we didn't catch that day.
Yeah.
I mean, we caught a bunch, but there was a lot that we didn't get.
Well, it was the same thing with me. I had a very good day fishing with you the last time we were out. And you were like one of only four boats that I'll actually get on. So, all right. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut. What's going on there?
Well, I had a small snapper.
Well, yeah.
A lot, like the annoying size. There has been, you know, a few sheep's head being caught. They're starting to actually pick up a few trout, you know, right inside Poacher's Cut where the Rim Canal is, and also in Alligator Creek. You know, there's quite a few snook, and there's also some black drum.
Yeah, Burnt Store Isles has a lot of black drum and snook in it. Yeah. I mean, a whole lot. And bigger black drum, you know, the 20 to 40 pound range.
Okay.
Shrimp's been working better than crabs.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. Everybody's getting them on shrimp.
I'm taking a day off. I'm not working on the house. I'm not working in the store. I'm taking a day off this week and going fishing. That's all there is to it. Ponce de Leon Park.
Ponce is still a little quiet from that dredging. They are starting to catch, you know, a few snapper again, but it's still pretty quiet ever since that dredging.
Yeah. I haven't even heard of any snook, really.
No, I mean, the snook are not there. They did not like when they tore that bottom up.
Yeah. It's taken a little longer than we've seen before in the past, but I've been hearing crickets more than anything else.
Okay, that's going to move us into the PGI canals, and the Rim Canal has...
some trout
and
some
black drum. And what else?
There's a lot of tarpon starting to show up.
A whole lot of
tarpon. A whole lot of out of nowhere. They just appeared. All your canals, you know, just idle up and down the canals, and you're going to run into them. They're not in the same canal every single day, but if you just idle from canal to canal, you're going to find them. I mean, there's a lot of tarpon in there.
A lot of big jacks moving through there, too, and all the canals is kind of the same scenario. You just got to go along and look for them or just slow troll through there.
You know, there's also been some random redfish being caught as just bycatch. People are fishing for snapper or sheep's head, and they actually been catching a few nice redfish in there.
Yeah, it's pretty surprising. Barry the other day said that his whole canal loaded up with glass minnows for the night. Yep. And then they were gone the next three nights, but he said that first night, he said it was amazing, all the glass minnows moving around in there.
Well, the tarpon probably ate them.
He said the jacks and the tarpon, he caught several really good jacks off his dock there.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, my canal's got more and more fish in it.
Yeah.
I'm up to probably a dozen snook on the lights. I'm seeing tilapia, I think they're tilapia, and a bunch of catfish and other stuff, but... it's literally getting better and better up on the river, which I was surprised at because, you know, I've had a few fish here, and I don't have any big snook. I have not seen one that I would say was keeper size yet, though.
I saw one behind my house. It was in the 30-inch range.
I've been seeing some big snook out there.
Yeah, I'm just saying up by my place, I'm not seeing the big fish yet. Gilcrest Pier still closed,
still
or is
closed.
It open?
Yes. Still closed so far from what I've been told.
Okay. And that's going to take us out to the Alligator Creek Reef.
Oh, that's actually doing pretty good right now. They're catching some nice sheep's head. Surprisingly, you know, they are still catching cobia there. You know, there's been ladyfish running around. You know, there's pretty good bite there.
Yeah, the sheep's head have been the big talk. There have been a lot of guys out there having a good time catching them. Especially Mr. Spaz. He's been having a good time.
Yeah, you know, also I'm planning on hiring him for one morning a week, so be nice to him.
I am nice. I think he's awesome.
I know you guys do, but I'm literally thinking about hiring him for one morning a week. Okay. I mean, he knows so much about that, and as you say, he's just, you know, loves
he's
to talk
so
fishing.
Energetic with
I mean, he's just blah, 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 and he's going to tell everybody everything. People are going to love him.
Mm-hmm. You know, they've also been catching some small trout off of the reef too. Not any keepers, but they've been getting some small trout.
Okay, that makes the word make sense.
Trout?
All right. No, start if you don't put the R in it.
Well.
Okay. Deep holes in the harbor. What's going on out there?
Kitty cats.
Okay.
Maybe an occasional Spanish mackerel if you're lucky. I don't know if it'd be targetable. I mean, there are some glass minnows moving through there, but you're going to catch catfish.
Yeah, but if you see the bait, you got possible at cobia or Spanish mackerel out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would figure all these smaller sharks should be moving into those holes here very, very soon.
Maybe. I'm still leery. Still just the middle of February.
Yeah.
I know it feels like it's April outside, but geez, it's still February.
The guy was in today. So, well, they told me this. You know, February is the month to catch this, and I said, but last year February we did have that here, but this year the water's completely different than it was last year, and fish don't get little calendars and Mickey Mouse watch. You know, to tell them what day and time.
I like the goofy
and
watch it goes backwards.
Goofy watch goes backwards. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Bait reports. Come on. All right. White bait. Where do we find white bait?
Very little out there, and what you're finding is very small. You know,
possible at
the beaches, maybe.
Yes.
You know.
Good luck seeing it, though. Water's very murky on the beach right now.
All right. And is that it?
Yeah.
Down in Pine Island, there's been some at Yuseppa and Jug Creek.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, but they're going out at 4 o'clock in the morning to get it.
Yes.
Just watch Tom. I turned on Facebook the other morning at 4 o'clock. I couldn't sleep. Tom was on my way to go get bait, Facebook Live at the ramp, launching his boat.
Fish is a trip, isn't it?
It's 5 after 4 in the morning. Then his next post was about 2 hours later was, the mosquitoes are terrifying out here. I can't believe it's February.
It's dark. It's 80 degrees out. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
When I had to do that and I had to go to the boat ramps and stuff, I had one of those mosquito hats with the hat and the mesh on it because otherwise you couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd be breathing no seams in, choking on them. Okay. Pinfish, where do you find them?
K.O. Palou has some. Devilfish has some. Bird has some.
The grass flats out in front of the golf course at Boca.
Yes.
And okay.
Basically anywhere along the intercoastal.
Three Sisters has pinfish.
Some good grass.
Alright. Thread fins. Anything around?
Some offshore.
Deep offshore.
Yeah. 30 to 50 feet.
Yes.
And they're staying pretty down.
Really?
Yeah, they're staying down low.
Guys are catching them on their sabikis out there trying to find stuff.
That's the only way because you're not getting the net where they're at. You're not getting
it too deep. Ladyfish.
Turtle, bull.
Turtle, bull, Whiddon.
East side a little bit.
Cape Hayes Point. I mean, there's a lot of ladyfish running around.
The 41 Bridge at night.
I mean, there's a lot of ladyfish. All sizes. I'm catching some like this big.
Oh. There was a bunch popping behind the house last night. We kept hooking them and launching them in the air. It was kind of fun.
Okay.
She did anyway. I watched.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Aren't you going to fish? Nope. I'm going to sit here and drink my beer and just watch. It's good.
I actually found some of that beer he likes. You know, Robert likes that. What the heck is that?
Angry Orchard Green Apple.
Yep. Angry Orchard Green Apple. Yeah, we were up there and I needed a soda, and I have to drink diet soda. I stopped the liquor store up there when we were doing the show at the radio station. There's a store right by there. Because there's no convenience stores anywhere around there. If you forget, you're done. You know? And I actually had a diet soda. And I looked and I said, you got that Green Apple Orchard stuff? Yeah, I got it back there.
Nice.
Yeah.
It was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. Northport will always surprise you. All right, freshwater fishing, what's going on?
The crappie have kind of calmed down a little bit locally, but the bluegill have picked up a lot. I get some good reports of bluegill, like Horse Creek, a lot of the canals where the guys are usually crappie fishing up there off of Price and Hillsborough and Nine Mile Canal. Even in Rotunda, they've really picked up over there too quite a bit. And then they're still catching quite a few bass. 90% of the canals, they're in post-spawn. So you got a lot of males sitting on beds right now. And a handful of females. The males, the guys are catching them, obviously, on like your crawdad and plastic worms. The guys who are looking for the females, they're pretty hungry, and they're catching them on shiners, mostly just pitching them out there blind and waiting for them to come by. So it's been pretty productive.
A lot of people using those flukes.
Yeah.
Yep. Flukes have been doing pretty good on the bass.
Yeah. Up there in Riverwood, I heard they're using it a little bit too. But shiners are still king.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. That gets us into that. And last thing, tarpon reports before we run out of time here. We only got about 2 minutes left.
A few reports of, there's a lot of juveniles inside PGI.
Yes.
A couple popping up in Spring Lake. They're starting to show a little bit more. I've heard of a couple of mixed reports at El Jomeen at night with the guys seeing a couple or hearing them, and same way at the 41 Bridge, but overall, nothing else.
Okay. Any final thoughts here, guys?
It's warm weather. Take advantage of it and go out there and plan on moving around a lot to find a lot of different fish moving too.
Bring a big variety of bait with you.
A lot of different bait, huh?
Yes.
Just because this water's warming up so fast, last week they were so keening on cut bait, and this week they're starting to, I'm starting to see them switch. So, make sure you bring a big variety of bait, like pinfish, shrimp, cut mullet, cut pinfish. It's just a smart thing to do right now.
How about you, Robert? What's some good advice for people out there looking for their fish?
I'd be going out to all these nearshore reefs and be ready for cobia, king mackerel, some bonita. A lot of the bottom fish, the mangs and the lanes and the sheep's head are just going crazy right now. Take advantage of this while we can. It might last a month. It might only last another week.
Yeah, I'm going to say with the wind switching around to the southwest, we've got a real good flow. We've got some extra water. You get up, fish those holes by the mangroves, work the open flats. I think you're going to do really good. Simple as putting a shrimp under a bobber and just drift across one of the flats, east side, Bull Bay, Turtle Bay. We got about a minute. What's Carl, best pier for fishing?
I would say Placida Pier,
yes. Sheephead, snook, possible Spanish, mm-hmm. Pompano. Robert, what's your best bet pier?
I'm gonna go with Placida also, just because of the variety of fish that are starting to move through there right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's actually pretty cool. We've got all that there, and the crowd appreciates the fact our studio audience here in our super secret location here at 4425 Tamiami Trail in Port Charlotte. They for somehow or another they all gather, hundreds of them out there. Yes, okay, folks, we appreciate it. Yes, indeed, thank you very much. But we're gonna get back down to.
It's amazing how quiet those soundproof doors are when you close the door on them. They just all of a sudden the audience done. Close the door.
Yep. Well, this is Fish and Frank in the chair, and we've got a lot of names for the show, but basically it's Fish and Frank's. This has been our Area Fishing Report, and we thank you guys so much for listening. Robert over there from Fish and Frank's, Captain Carl Buttigieg, KB Backcountry Charters, and that's 941-565-7325 if you want to go fishing with the Carl. Anyway, Fish and Frank here. Thanks, guys. I guess we're out of here. I don't know how that happened, but we're actually on time.
Right.
So, you know, I guess that means bye.
Fish, fishing. I'm going fishing, hook, sinker, and line. I said, fish, fishing. Boy, I'm going fishing just to ease my mind. You know, some folks say that fishing on a Sunday's a sin. I don't believe in that though. If a fish bite my line on a Sunday morning, really morning, I believe I'll take him on home and fry him up good and have a ball. 'Cause I don't see nothing wrong with fishing on Sunday at all. Yes, I'm going fishing just to ease my mind. All right. Bottles of corn liquor there, will you? Oh, there he comes back with it.